An independent investigation has found that the murder of Shireen Abu Akleh by Israeli soldiers was deliberate. The probe was jointly carried out by London-based Forensic Architecture and Al-Haq, a human rights group. Al Jazeera provided material for the analysis. The investigation, reconstructed in this video and animation, studied the precise angle of the Israeli sniper, location of the journalist, the rate of fire, and the number of bullets used. It rules out any possibility of confrontations between Israeli forces and Palestinian gunmen in the occupied West Bank at the time of Shireen's killing. It shows that the sniper shot for 2 minutes, deliberately targeting the Al Jazeera journalist and anyone who tried to rescue her. Shireen was shot in the head by Israeli forces while on assignment in Jenin in May.
IOF marksmen typically use an optical scope that is mounted on their M4 assault rifles and magnifies their vision 4 times. This is the opening for the scope. We simulated how Shireen and the other journalists would appear from the marksman's position 190 meters away. According to the model, this is what the marksman would have seen when they began shooting. The journalist's press vests would have been clearly visible here and throughout the incident. We were able to verify their visibility by placing a camera with a telephoto lens at the precise position of the marksman and taking a photograph at 4 times magnification, indicating what the marksman would have seen through the scope. The journalists were clearly identifiable as such. We reconstructed Ali's position when he was shot and the bullet's point of impact, as well as Shireen's position and the point of impact when she was shot and killed. When the marksman shot Shireen, she was turned away from them with her press vest in full view. We also identified the impact of 4 shots that hit this tree. The proximity of the shots confirms a professional marksman repeatedly and explicitly targeted the journalists.
Well, let's bring in Marwan Bishara, Al Jazeera's senior political analyst. He joins us from London. Thank you very much for being on the program. First of all, I guess, what's your reaction to this report? Just how damning is it?
It's quite damning. To be honest with you, I would have preferred that this was not the truth. But clearly the facts signal out that this is the truth of what happened. It's sort of tragic, but it's not shocking. I have been saying that from the very beginning, that it's very improbable to imagine a journalist with a huge sign that says, I'm a press, wearing a vest and a helmet, to be shot right between the helmet and the vest from far by a soldier who's hiding in an armored vehicle. This could only be a targeted killing. There is no other way to explain it other than the most incredible of an improbability. So it's clear that operationally speaking, the Israeli army has given its soldiers a certain freedom to act. And as we all know, the Israeli military has been radicalized over the last several decades after 50 years of occupation. Young Israelis and not so young Israelis have been radicalized. In fact, a lot of the people in the Israeli military are settlers, illegal settlers, who serve in the occupied territories. And a lot of those decisions are not taken on some political level. They are operational decisions taken by someone in command of that assassination unit. So I am not shocked. In fact, I am pretty, you know, assured of what we've known all along. But it's good to have the evidence signaling more of the same, underlining what we thought all along.
The investigation also ruled out the possibility of confrontations between Israeli forces and Palestinian gunmen. Why do you think that is significant?
Well, I mean, clearly from everything that we've seen in terms of the shots being shot, in terms of when and how, in terms of the time of the day, and this is the sort of a thing that the New York Times, Washington Post, BBC, and other CNN and other independent networks have affirmed and confirmed that what the Israelis tried to do in the beginning was basically lie, because they do that, you know. Occupation forces tend to lie a lot in order to prove their public relation image. But we've known that under occupation, occupation forces tend to carry a lot of crimes. But I think a lot of us went along and tried to really prove what is apparently clear to a lot of us. And with all sorts of independent investigations, everyone realized that the Israelis basically threw their liar out in order to confuse the public opinion. But what every investigation has shown, independent investigation, including that of today that is apparently very technical, that it was shot by the Israelis, that it was calm on the Palestinian side, that these, that the journalists were clearly marked as journalists. And as I said, that it was clear that someone has really tried to target a very vulnerable little space between the head and the body, between the helmet and the vest. So clearly, whether the Israeli soldiers, whether he acted upon himself, whether he was ordered by his commander to shoot to kill, we don't know. But that there is an intentional killing of our colleague, I think there is little to no doubt about that at this point in time.
Marwan Bashar, we are going to have to leave it there. That's our senior political analyst from London. Thank you. Well, Omar Fawati is lead investigator on Shireen Abu Akleh's case for the research group Forensic Architecture. He also joins us from London. Thank you very much for being on this news hour. Can you give us a sense of just how thorough this investigation was? What was the scope of it?
Well, we've been working every day since the day that Shireen was killed on 11th of May on this to create a very precise forensic analysis of all circumstances of the shooting. How thorough it is that we are creating for the first time a spatial reconstruction and analysis through footage and a photographic documentation of the site that transforms the site into a model that can be measurable to the millimeter. With that, with the unprecedented or unseen before footage, we can locate the precise position of the journalists, including Shireen Abu Akleh, throughout the incident of the shooting at them, as well as the position for the first time to precisely tell you exactly where the Israeli occupation forces were and where they shot out of. We actually know the hole that they shot out of. By constructing this model and positioning them throughout the space, we're able to ask questions about what did the Israeli soldiers see when they shot. We were able to ask questions about what was the timing of the shots. Were there any others around? These are questions that were coming up, but could not be answered without this kind of forensic analysis. And what's different here is that our work is beyond the journalistic work, our work is admissible in national and international courts of law. It will be used to mobilize as evidence legal actions for the justice of Shireen Abu Akleh.
So do you think that some of this could play a part in the International Criminal Court claim that has just gone ahead this morning?
We hope that all our work, including this one, is giving evidence, material and concrete evidence that hasn't been given before. Our list of findings is long and thorough and precise, and we do hope and think that it will push us to see for ourselves what we knew all along, that there was a deliberate targeting, that they could identify them as journalists as they were shooting, that they denied Shireen Abu Akleh medical aid after she had been hit, and that there was no one else around, that there was no crossfire, that there was no fighting around. I mean, seeing this evidence, yes, we do think that it is beyond any doubt of what happened here, not only of the possibility. We know that the Israeli occupation forces shot Shireen, and we have very strong evidence to say that they deliberately targeted them repeatedly as journalists, that they knew they were journalists and they repeatedly targeting them. So yes, we think that it will be a strong case for calling on further investigations. We think it's very clear what we found here.
Omar Fawati, we'll have to leave it there. You from the lead investigator on the Shireen Abu Akleh for the research group Investigative Architecture from London. Thank you very much for being on the program.
Thank you very much.